starts walking, a blind man can see, a leper is cleansed, the captive set free. A woman rejoices, for her son did not die. And all these things happen when Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by.
Book of Isaiah this morning, Isaiah chapter number 49. In Isaiah chapter 49, we're going to read in verse number 14. Isaiah chapter number 49, in verse number 14. But Zion said, "The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee." Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for this time. Ask you now to help us to be an able minister of the Word of God, to speak to our hearts, and Father, to just work, I pray, in our hearts and our lives this morning, that we could hear and respond to the Word of God. We pray in Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. I want to preach to you on this morning something that I believe that if I ask you, you would probably tell me that you know. But sometimes things that we know, we forget. And if we forget it, we may just question it. Because, as Brother Ron sang that song, is Jesus passed by. And sometimes Jesus don't pass by when we think He ought to. Amen. Sometimes, they call for Jesus when Lazarus was dying, but, He didn't get there in time, according to Mary and Martha. Oh, if you'd have just been here a little bit sooner, if you'd have been here a couple of days ago, everything would have been all right. And amen, for us, it's the same way in our lives, and trials and things come. And here we see, as believers and like Zion of old, sometimes the things that happen leads us to questioning the goodness of God. They ask in verse number 14, but Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. The Lord hath forsaken me. And my Lord hath forgotten me. Anybody ever felt that way? Things come up and we get to thinking, well, God just, for some reason, has just left me out over here by myself. I feel alone in this, and these suspicions arise, and they're apt to arise in times and periods of deep spiritual temptations, in times of darkness, and when there are mysterious things, if you will, going on, things that we just don't understand why these things happen and had to happen. Times when we as God's children walk in darkness and seem to not have any light, and we wonder, where's God in all of this? Where's God? The enemy even may tell us that if God loved you, this wouldn't even be happening to you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning, and I believe you'll agree with me. There has never been a day since my children have been born that I have not loved them. But my children have not always been in agreement with the things that Daddy set forth. Amen. Daddy's had to do some chastening at times because, amen, I didn't love them. No. Because I did love them. Because of love. And you see, for us, when these hours and these times come, sometimes, amen, we have to take a look at us. Because sometimes this separation that we feel from God, amen, we are quick and apt to blame it on God, amen, but maybe it's because we've neglected. Maybe we've neglected our prayer time, our study time. We've neglected something that we know that God has called us to do. And amen, we've just neglected to do it. Or maybe even in Jonah's case, we've just went the other way. Jonah, you in the belly of the fish, son. If God loved you, you wouldn't be here. Well, that wasn't the case at all, was it? I mean, he was there because of his disobedience. Amen. Because he rebelled against God. And therefore, he found himself in a mighty dark place. And you know what? We as God's children, if we rebel against God and the things that God has commanded us and told us to do, we can find ourselves in a mighty dark place. But you know what? The other thing about that is we may need to examine our own selves and see where we are. But you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that we're here in this life and we're here a few days. But it don't stop there, does it? Yeah. It said that we're here a few days, and we can expect that those few days they're going to be full of what? Trouble. Full of trouble. Full of trouble. Trouble in life. I mean, life has troubles. It has difficulties. In reality, life in many cases, in many instances throughout our lifetime, things will be hard. But it does not mean that God has forsaken us, that God has quit loving us. But again, when troubles and things happen, if we're not careful, we're apt to question God, and we listen to that old enemy. Because we can feel as if God has forgotten us. Whatever the circumstances, we can just feel that we have been isolated and we are alone. That's what they said here. Zion of old, they felt like God had forsaken them, that God had just forgot about them. Amen. If those that we read about in Scripture are subject to these feelings, is it not more than likely that we ourselves could be subject to the same feeling given certain circumstances? I think about Jacob. How did Jacob feel when they come and they showed him the bloody clothes of Joseph? I mean, the Bible tells us about that time. And of course, we know they knew even then, but Jacob didn't know. That was surely his son's clothes, and surely he was dead. And he said of himself, he said that he was going to go down to the grave mourning. And the Bible said he refused to be comforted. God's let this happen. All the happiness and peace and joy in my life has ended right here. It's gone. It won't never. I'm going to go down to the grave mourning. The rest of my days, this is all I've got to look forward to. What about Joseph? His brothers. His brothers threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery, went down, took him to a foreign country, amen, sold him down there at Potiphar. And you know, we can say what we want about Potiphar, and he was there in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar thought well of him, and boy, he was the head in charge of all of Potiphar's house, and then Potiphar's wife accused him of something that he didn't do, and he winds up in the jailhouse, in the dungeon. Well, amen, God was blessing was still on him, and you know, he rose in there, and they seen that, boy, he's favored. But listen, through it all, you know what? There was a year after year rolled by, and the Bible don't tell us anything. It don't have anything negative to say about Joseph. But listen, how many nights did he lay his head down on his pillow? I'll tell you where he wasn't. He wasn't home. He wasn't home. And just like many of us, amen, there came a time in his life where he looked back, because he told his brothers when they got worried that daddy's dead and boy, he's going to take care of us now. And he told them, I know that you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. See, there came a time in his life where he could see the big picture and he understood everything that happened. But amen, I don't believe that he understood that on day one. He didn't understand that maybe when he was in Potiphar's house. He might have thought, well, you know, I'm making the best of a bad situation. And boy, then he gets the accusation and he gets thrown into the dungeon. But there came a time when he understood. Things can happen, circumstances can come, and we can wonder. What does the Bible tell us about Job? Perfect and upright man. Feared God and eschewed evil. That's a good man, a godly man. Bad things do happen to good people. They do. And Job didn't understand everything that happened to him. Amen. In so much so that his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? He had questions about what was going on because he felt like that God had left him. That God had forsaken him. There was days and times when he felt forsaken of God. Now, amen, Job knew he had faith in God. And he knew one of these days this was all going to end. And Job gave us a testimony because he knew one of these days, he said, I'm going to see my Redeemer, he liveth. And he knew one of these days, he said, I'm going to see him. What he was telling was, he said, I don't believe I'm going to just have to hear about it from somebody else. He said, my eyes, I'm going to behold him myself. Listen, there was days and times when you read through the book that he just didn't understand. Job even got to a place there toward the end where he told God, he said, I tell you what I'm doing. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he told God, he said, I tell you what, I'm going to put my hand over my mouth. He said, I'm not going to say anything else. Why? Because I've already said more than I know, more than I should have, because I didn't understand this. I don't understand. Listen, old Elijah, he said, boy, I just going to find me someplace over here and sit down. Why? He felt forsaken of God. We've had this contest And look how it turned out. Boy, revivals are coming. And next thing he knows is, I'm going to have your head before tomorrow's over. I'm going to get you. Boy, he gets to realize and he takes off. Find him a juniper tree and just sit down. Listen, life will bring us to the place to where we feel like that let's just find us a juniper tree and let's just quit. What I do, it don't matter. It don't look like God's within 100 miles of this place. And I'm going to just sit down. And I'm going to just quit. God had to remind him. You know what God does here with scriptures like this? Amen. He reminds us. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. And my Lord hath forgotten me. Listen, I know right here, if we're honest, we probably, every one of us, if we're totally honest, we could probably interject our name right here and say, but Chris said, you could put your name in there, the Lord has forsaken me. But listen, all of these, even though we feel that God has forsaken us and that we are alone, you know what the Bible said that we walk by? We walk by faith. Amen. I'm glad every once in a while God lets us feel our faith. And amen, we may be able to sing a little bit higher note. We may be able to run a little bit faster, to jump a little bit higher, to shout a little bit louder. Amen. Because God enables us and we feel our faith. But amen, the Bible said that we walk by faith and not by sight. Because when we walk by sight and feelings and those things, amen, we can get to feeling that we've been forsaken, that we've been left alone. And so the believer, like Zion of old, sometimes questions the goodness of God. And we say God's forsaken us. But we see, secondly, that the love of God for His people renders these feelings unreasonable. Unreasonable. It asks the question in verse 15, can a mother forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Can that happen? Well, we ain't been long past Mother's Day, and we talked about being a mother, and we talked about, amen, how that God, the love that He instilled upon mothers. But listen, here's the sad truth of sin in this world, and it's answered here in this very same verse that asks the question. Because see, here's what it is that we know. We know, can a mother forget that little child that's nursing, that she's tending to? And, you know, we want to say, no. And for the most part, that is the case. Absolutely not. She's not going to forget that little child in whom she loves, that she takes care of, that she tends to. And so we want to say, no, she's not going to forget. But the verse, you know, read on down, what's it say? It says, yeah, it's possible. Why is it even possible? Sin, that's the reason it's possible. Because sin in this world has touched every bit of this world. And so yes, while we would love to say no, that it's not possible, and we look and we say, boy, it's not probable. Amen. A mother with a true mother's love and nature, they may die themselves, but they're going to do everything for that child. But what God again here is trying to get us to see, He said it may be possible for a mother to forget that child, but He said, I will never forget you. Amen. Never. God said, I'm never going to forget you. I will always have compassion upon you. We think about what the tender ties between a mother and a child. But amen, those ties between God and His children that He begat by His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Amen, those that are born again, washed in the blood of Christ, it is those that have a tie that's even greater than that between mother and child. And this is what God was saying here to them. Though it may be possible, though that woman may forget the child, he said, yet will I not forget thee. I'll not forget you. You know, the Bible gives us some little illustrations about God and how He remembers things. Brother Billy, when he was here last time, and he had preached it years ago, I'd heard him preach it one other time, he preached about the birds are still singing. And he talked about those birds, and out of all the birds of creation, how that God feeds them, and amen, He does it in different ways. Amen, He just does. And the Bible tells us about the little sparrows, amen, that are sold. Amen, man deems them not very valuable. They're not worth anything. They're kind of like that old penny that we walk by and our back's hurting and we won't even bend over to pick it up because it ain't worth it. Amen. But God said every one of them, He said there's not one that falls to the ground except your Father knows. But then you know what He says next? He said, how much more valuable are you than many sparrows? And yet, at times in this life, we get in places where we think to ourselves, and the old devil wars against our heart and our mind, that we think, God's just forgot about me. All y'all was here Wednesday, amen, saw my shirt that I wore. Amen. It, Sister Ellen bought me about being careful what you say. You might be in my next sermon. And that's what I wore Wednesday here to food distribution. That's what it said. And my mama let me know when I was preaching it. Yep, we found out. Because guess who wound up in the sermon Wednesday? Me! And see, here's the reality. That's who winds up in about every one of mine. Amen. Because God, amen, speaks to me.
Amen.
To me. And I recognize and I realize, amen, the things that I battle with and the struggles. And listen, this old life gets hard sometimes. And sometimes, amen, my wife will tell me, I ain't going to let you sit. I am not going to let you throw yourself no pity party. I've heard that more than one time. But you know what? Because life happens, sometimes we get there. We get there. Because we think, boy, we're by ourselves and we're not by ourselves. Amen, we're not alone. And it's not even reasonable to consider and think that the God of glory that spared not His only begotten Son but gave Him for my sins and for your sins while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And to think that He did all that and now He's going to walk off and leave us. No, that's not reasonable. God loves His people. And amen, He will not forget. And thirdly, God loves His people and He manifests it in a constant remembrance of our condition and our need. You know what? God knows what I need before I pray. Now, He's asked me to pray. He's told me, commanded me to pray. But God knows what I need and He will not forget us. He remembers us. He knows who we are. He knows our very person. Listen, in Isaiah 49 and verse 16, He said, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. God knows us. Amen. He said, I've got you. Amen. Wherever God is, we're with Him. The Bible said He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He knows our very person. He knows who we are. The Bible tells us that He has the very hairs of our head are numbered. God knows. Listen to what He also tells us in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 2 in verse number 10. He said, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And He does not forget about us. Amen. We are trophies of His grace. And amen. He wants the world to see. He wants us to shine for Him. Amen. And God will not forget the workmanship that He has wrought in us. Listen, here's a verse that we're familiar with, that we've heard But maybe we just need, you know, reminding of it again back in Isaiah chapter number 43. Because these are times when we think we're by ourselves and we think maybe we've been forsaken and God has forgot about us. But in Isaiah 43 and 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Walking through where? Through the high waters, through the fire. Amen. What's he telling us? Through the troubles. Wherever you go. Amen. My children, he said, I'll go with you. I'll walk with you. We see in the fire, we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And amen, somebody else shows up. We see Daniel in the lion's den. And amen, when morning broke, he was still there. Why? Because somebody else showed up in the lion's den because God was there. He said, I won't forsake you, but we feel, listen, when we walk through the fire, when we walk through the flames and the deep waters, we sometimes feel as though God's left us. Now listen, God has not left us. Listen to this verse in the book of Psalms. God sees our obedience. He remembers our work and our labor of love. And here in the book of Psalms, chapter 116, and verse number 15, it tells us this. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Now, we just got to be honest right here because we don't think in terms of death. We don't think in terms of precious. But God does. God does. Why? Because listen, even in death, God does not forget. Amen. Even in death, God does not forget His own. Death itself cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Many things can happen in this life, and many things have happened that at times have caused us to doubt and wonder, has God forsaken me? But He don't. If you belong to Him, amen, the word, the promise is sure and true that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, but He'll go with us all the way, even unto the end. I want to read this verse as we close this morning. Joshua taking over. Moses has died and Joshua's got to assume that responsibility. And boy, I can only imagine taking over behind Moses. Joshua had looked and saw everything that Moses had to deal with all those folks. But God had a word of encouragement for him, for Joshua. And He said in Joshua chapter number 1 and verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I can say with confidence this morning as we stand, I can promise you that if you belong to God this morning, that God will not fail you and God will not forsake you. Amen. As we stand this morning, if you have a need while we sing, I pray you come.
Come here.
home.